In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the Gospel, we will read two verses from the Gospel, from Matthew 12. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And he held him so that the blind and the mute man both spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be Son of David?" But if I cast out demons by the Spirit, this is 28. But if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Today, the third Sunday in the month of Paup. And we will see that all the readings during this month, it's only emphasized about the dominion of Jesus Christ and the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If we are going to the Greek word of authority, its name exousia, which is the sometimes which is like mean the power. Then if I translate the name of authority, it's a power. And it's written 102 times in only in the New Testament. What is the authority of Jesus Christ? What is the dominion? The authority as a creator, the Son of God. The authority of his sustainer. Authority over the forces of nature. When he stopped everything in the nature by his hand in one only one word. The authority on the sickness and death. Authority on the nature and human nature. And the authority on the demons, as we read today. The Father is a light. When he created Adam in first, he gave him the same dominion. You are an image of me, and I will give you the authority, the dominion. But due to the sin, and Adam fell in sin, the problem that he lose the dominion. In Genesis 1:26, he said that, "I will give you everything. You have the authority to a lot of things." But by the death, I mean the sin, he had no authority on anything. The problem that after that, we receive again the same authority. We have the same authority because he crucified on the cross. By the death, he gave us again the authority. Then I have the same authority on the demons. I have the same authority on the demons. I have the same authority on the sin. I will give you the example, not on the, only for the dominion on the nature. When Jesus Christ was walking on the water, Peter said to him, "Are you the Lord?" "Yes, I'm the Lord." "Can I come to you?" "What? What is question? You want to walk on the water? You have this dominion? You have this authority, Peter?" And Jesus Christ, by his love and his compassion, he said to him, "Yes, Habibi, come." And he was walking on the water. We have the same dominion. We have the same authority. But what we feel in the evil? A big problem. A separation and the darkness of the sin. Again, the separation from God, and I feel in sin all the time. That's why I can't or I have not this dominion anymore and this authority. If I go to James 1, the epistle of James, the chapter 1, it said, He said, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed then. When desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin with its full grown brings forth death. And the first problem that I drawn and enticed. What happened that the devil tried to entice me and deceive me? You see, this is the apple. You have to go to sin. This is normal to do it. Go outside the word and you see everything is normal. All the people doing that. Why you have to be changed? Why you have to be different? Do it. By Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I have to hear his voice. There is many stages of sin. Again, there is many stages of sin. First one, the sin come to me in my thought and my heart. Divided by, first of all, it's not yet, I'm not like going with the sin. It's only come to my thought and come to my heart only. It's the first stage of sin. I'm accepting that, then going to deed. Accepting that to be habit. Three stages of sin. One is by heart and my thought. Still outside. Don't work with it. The second one, if I work with the thought, and now the thought and this sin dwelled in my heart, now it will be a deed. The third one is a habit. That's why the three kinds of death, if we compare the sin by the death, then there is three kinds of death, of the death in the gospel, in the Bible. First one, the person who died in the house, not carried it. And Jesus said, the little girl, I say to you, arise. The second one, it's carried outside the house. It was outside the house. And Jesus Christ said, young man, I say to you, arise. And the last one was like Lazarus when he was inside the tomb. Again, the problem that I have no dominion on the demons or on anything or the authority on anything, even the nature, because I separate from God. And the separation of God is a sin. And the sin, take care about the three stages of sin. In the thought, in your heart, and your heart. The second one, I am doing that. The third one, it inhabits. The first one is still on the surface. Then I have to fight it. If I'm going today and read the Catholic of the reading of today, it's from James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then, my question, if you told me that the problem, that the sin is a problem that I have now because I have no dominions, I can't do anything because I am in the sin, then what I have to do? Then James said, it's only submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How I will start? From where? By drawing near to him. He said in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, purify your hearts. It is the same as the prodigal son. My father is staying at his home and he's waiting me. Only he's opened his hands and he's waiting. I come back again to him. Don't deceived by the devil. When he say to you, you are very bad. Jesus Christ will never accept you. Don't worry. Even you are dirty. I am dirty. But I know very well that he will accept me. Then draw near to God. This is what we read today in the James. Then in the gospel he said that Jesus Christ, he has a dominion on the devil, on the demons. And he said also that I will give you the authority and the same. But a problem that I haven't. Then I have to ask me why, because it's a sin. Then what I have to do, I have to draw near to God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Yeah, he's knocking the door all the time. But the problem, he hears his voice. He hears his voice. It's easy that because God gave me the way to repent, only repent and I will accept you. Only after repentance and confession, go and take my holy body. Only pray and ask the wisdom and I will give it to you. And you will know what is the bad and what is the good. St. Ambrose of Milan said, God is near and he does not drive away those who draw near to him. You can imagine that I raise my hands and I'm saying, Our Father who art in heaven, and my hands and my lips and my thought and my heart still dirty. Before asking the mercy, before asking anything, first of all, I repent, I worship and bow to God before God. I'm telling him, I know very well that I am a sinner, and this is my heart, and this is my hands. That's why cleanse your hands, purify your hearts. The Abbot Moses said, interpreted the purity of heart, which is like the thermometer of worship. You will know yourself when you are standing before God when you pray. Look to your heart. Is pure or not? Then first of all, to receive again, to have again that dominion and that authority, I haven't first to go to worship before God, but I have to leave the sin. Leaving the sin by draw near to God. Be close to God. How to resist? Okay, I came back to God. I came back to God and I worship and I repent. I confess. And what else? What I have to do? How I can resist the devil? Today we read in the Pauline, the first epistle of Corinthians 16:13. He said, Watch, stand in faith, be men of courage, be strong. Today, this is all the readings around that, around how to receive again the authority on the demons. And how to fight the devil one. The watch in a Greek language, it's Gregoriot, which is watch and be alert. You can imagine that when you buy a new home, first of all, because the insurance would be high, that's why I have to install a new equipment of alert system, something like that. And we try to install a new system with upgraded, with very high technology, for example, by recording, by videos, by everything. Why? Because I have to keep my home safe. Please install the same system, alarm system inside you. You have already the Holy Spirit. But the problem that I am doing everything by takeaway. What the meaning of takeaway? يعني أي حاجة. I'm coming to the church late, for example. Late. مش مهم. I'm not praying every day. خلاص يعني حاجة مش مهمة. It's not necessary. Doing that or doing that, I have nothing inside me named or called alarm system. Take care, this is wrong. This is right. I have no indicators, which is a very hard problem in our life. Stand fast in the faith. Stand up, stand fast in the faith. When Jesus Christ, he gave us an example. When the devil, when the evil come to him, and the devil come to him, and he tried to tempt him. He tempted him. But Jesus Christ answered everything from the Bible. Everything. The three times temptation, the three times Jesus Christ was answered him from the Bible. Then to stand fast in the faith, it's only I have to open the Bible and read what exactly Jesus Christ said. And I believe in that, and I will follow his words. I will give you the message with Jesus Christ said to the one of the angel of in the Revelation book. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. I know your works. It's not to the angel. Now it's coming to me. That you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful. This is the same what St. James said. Watch. And strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. James, give us the alert, like alarm system. Only take care about your life. Your life is small. Then I have to know what is the good, what is the right, and what is the bad. That's why he sent a message to the angel of the church, and he said, take care about yourself and watch what you are doing. And stand fast in the faith by opening the Bible and reading. And be man of courage and be strong. Be strong and be a man, not by yourself. If you rely on yourself, it's nothing. We are nothing. I am very weak. That's why he said that in Ephesians 6, 10 to 17. I have to be strong by God. The helmet of salvation. Sword of spirit. The sandal of peace. The belt of truth. The shield of faith. And the breastplate of righteousness. I can't do anything but only except by him. Then draw near from him again. Draw near. And ask him the wisdom. And ask him to receive the power. To receive the power and the strength. To have the authority on the devil. And the authority and the dominion on the demons. And all of that without love, as it said in Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done with love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, and I have no love, I'm nothing. I give all possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Believe me, my brothers, even as it's written, St. Paul said, If you are a prophet, if you come to the church every time, if you are fighting the demons and you have authority on anything, without love, it's nothing. Then we are doing everything and we are fighting the sin. We are doing everything in our life to live with Jesus Christ. But without love, again, it's nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is everything in our life. That's why that when St. Paul sent the message to Corinthians, because he know very well there is the problem in this church that there are divided by groups. That's why St. Paul sent this message to them. He tried to tell them, first of all, we have to fight the demons. We have to fight the devil. We have to fight the bad things. But only if I have no love in my life, in my heart, I can't do anything. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to judge living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Schnee flogison
Ebi wefaki sastite
Ere ne pa